Hi, my name is Rodney, and we're going to be kicking off a brand new series today. Have you ever heard or used the phrase, for the win? It's the phrase you might say when someone makes a great play to win a game. I mean, you've heard it before, haven't you? I mean, maybe it was when your favorite player made that last second shot during March Madness, or your favorite wrestler finished his opponent off with a dive off the top rope, or your volleyball team pulled off the perfect set and spike for the win. It's easy to think about winning when it comes to sports or games, but they aren't the only things we want to win. We want to win in lots of places. Popularity, grades, relationships, money, friendships, our futures. If we thought about it, we'd all say we want to win at life. And you know what? That's a great thing. God wants you to win at life too. In fact, there's an entire book of the Bible dedicated to giving advice that will make your life better and help you win in some of the areas you care the most about. It's not a book of rules or laws or commands. It's really a book of good advice. And so for the next few weeks, we're going to look at this book in the Bible and explore how we can win at life. Now, how many of you have ever been whitewater rafting? I still remember the first time I went rafting. Before we got in the boat, the guide gave us a set of rules to follow as we went down the rapids. And honestly, he sounded a little dramatic. I kept thinking, calm down, son. We aren't going over Niagara Falls. And the trip started out really smoothly, just as I expected. But before I knew what hit me, I found myself flying in the air out of the boat and landing in the river. And at that moment, as my life was flashing before my eyes, I had wished I had paid a bit more attention to the guide. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes my friendships feel a lot like that rafting trip. Do you know what I mean? I mean, maybe you've had a friendship that started off really well. For a while, maybe it was even great and easy and fun. But maybe you eventually saw your friendship get a little rocky, and maybe you felt like you lost control because you didn't know what to do when you hit some rapids and things got messy and difficult. Have you ever been there? We've all been there with a friend, right? I mean, turn to your neighbor right now and say, I've been there. Maybe things were going fine, but suddenly you hit the rapids and there was drama. There was an argument. I know you know what I'm talking about. I mean, maybe you and your friend both had a crush on the same person. Yikes. And maybe one of you gossiped about or made fun of the other person, and maybe an argument just simply got out of hand. Sometimes it is our fault. I mean, sometimes we're the ones who've messed up, we're the ones who've hurt someone, or we're the ones who started the fight. But what happens when you're the one who gets hurt? What happens when you're the one being gossiped about? When you're the one being made fun of? What do you do then? If you're like me, you probably do something really dumb, like respond in the exact same way. I mean, maybe you just dish it out just like they dished it out to you. If they make fun of you, you make fun of them. If you get gossiped about, you gossip right back. And if you get your feelings hurt, you turn around and you hurt someone else. In fact, just think back to the last time a friend hurt you. How did you respond? Let me ask you another question. Did your response make things better or make things worse? Because here's what I know is true. If we're being honest, the ways we usually respond when someone has hurt us only makes things worse. When we're hurt or angry, we don't usually respond in a way that calms things down. Instead, we respond in ways that make the situation even more out of control. But as long as that's how we respond, we're never going to win in our friendships. Turbulent times will happen in our friendships. We're going to hit the rapids at some point. There's no getting around that. But it's our response to those difficult times that will either smooth things over or stir things up again. When arguments and fights break out, there is actually a very simple and effective way to go for the win in our friendships. It's found in that book we call Proverbs. Proverbs was written by a man named Solomon, and it's full of wisdom and great advice. The Bible tells us that God made Solomon to be the wisest man to ever live, which means that he was unusually awesome at figuring out life. The book of Proverbs is full of the wise things he learned about how to win at life, and one of these proverbs is going to help us go for the win in our friendships, even when our friendships get difficult. Here it is. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Now, the second half of this verse shouldn't come as much of a surprise, right? When something goes wrong in a friendship and we respond with harsh words, things usually get worse, don't they? the situation and our feelings get stirred up. When we respond harshly, the rapids of anger and tension and conflict only get more intense. You return an insult with an even better insult. You return a shove with an even harder shove. When you respond harshly, it just stirs up more emotion and more tension than ever before. We know that's right. Then, before you know it, the rapids are raging and your raft is out of control. But Solomon says there's another option for responding during an argument. It's not the easy option, but it is the wise one. And here's what he says. A gentle answer turns away wrath. When drama or fights or misunderstandings or hurt feelings pop up in our friendships, isn't this what we want? When we give a gentle answer instead of a harsh one, we can actually change course and steer our friendships away from danger. If you keep a calm voice, if you take the sting out of your words, if you hold back that insult and respond with gentleness instead, it could change the quality of your friendships dramatically. Now, maybe you're wondering, but what about them? What about the person who hurt me? Look, I get that. When a friend that we trust and care about hurts us, it hurts. It's a big deal. But when that happens, what might be an even bigger deal is how you respond to them. Because how you respond will determine whether you turn away from the impending rapids or stir them up even more. You can choose to get angry or to get even. But in the long run, if that's always what you choose, I don't think you're going to like the quality of the friendships that you end up with. But if you and I want to go for the win in friendships, then we need to apply the wisdom of Solomon. Harsh words get you even, but gentle words will get you out. I don't know what's going on in your friendships right now. Maybe it's smooth sailing and all things are going well. Or maybe right now you're stuck in the middle of some pretty intense rapids. But whatever the case is for you today, I want to give you a few practical ways to win in your friendships when things get difficult. Hit pause. Sometimes when you're hurt or angry, the best thing you can do is nothing. In the moment when you're the maddest or the most hurt, try not to do anything. Pause for a few moments or a few minutes or a few hours. You might even need to walk away. Sometimes getting away or taking a deep breath will help you think more clearly as you decide how you'll respond. Number two, say, I think and I feel. These phrases are great, and they can help you talk about how you feel without making the situation worse. I think that thing you said was really mean. That feels better than, you're mean, doesn't it? Or, I feel hurt that you asked him to homecoming when you knew I liked him. That is far more helpful than, you're a jerk, right? I mean, remember, choose gentleness. Third thing, name what's bothering you. What's the emotion you feel? Do you feel hurt, jealous, embarrassed, afraid, insecure, sad, disappointed? When you name it, you can better communicate what you feel. And finally, stop the back and forth. When you find yourself and your friends insulting each other, going back and forth, or hurting each other and going back and forth, stop. Just choose to end it. Because here's what I've learned, and maybe you have too. Great friendships are really important, but they don't just happen by accident. Like any relationship, we have to work at them sometimes. And at some point, you're going to hit rapids in your friendships, even your best friendships. We're all going to make mistakes in our friendships, and sometimes we'll be the ones getting hurt, but sometimes we'll be the ones hurting someone else. And when that happens, remember, harsh words get you even, but gentle words get you out. Try it out, because I think you'll find that responding in gentleness will change your friendships for the better.